exclamation mark. The question marks cast off their hooks in approval and, as if by command, stood straight-backed and became exclamation marks. Imagine that.
Hello, and welcome to my house in your house. This episode is a slowed down episode. I want to take things easy, slow, and soft. Well, as soft as possible, I guess. I feel like there's some... Obviously, there are some pretty wild, chaotic, I'd actually say negative energies in the world right now. And I think it's affecting all of us. There's inflation, there's war, people fight over land.
Ничего не пишите.
Пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего.
Ничего не печатайте.
It's not a good scenario, to be honest. We have a climate crisis. So many difficult energies. And as my friend told me on the phone yesterday, you know, it's really important to fill up with the positive things in your life so that you can withstand the challenges that you're being given. Anyway, that's the explanation why this episode started out really soft. The first track was Square Pusher, Iambic 5 Poetry from 2004. And then we soothed into Magic Spots by my very good friend, Bent Ane. Ane's dog, Nala, is actually my dog's mom. And my dog is called Echo, after my favorite effect. And suddenly, Ane and I are family. And of course, our dogs are very much part of our music making. They're in our studio when we make music, they're in the corner snoozing, and they're really great at telling us when it's time to have a break because they'll just come over and put their paw on our thigh or the snout. You just look at them and you know, okay, it's time to take a walk. And when you sit there and you make music and you kind of disappear into a bubble, it's good that someone can gently come over and say, hey, why don't we take a little break from the screen and get some air?
All right.
The track after Anna was Sansing's Stylophone Mix by Myra Calix from her, I would say, iconic record from 1998 called Pin Skeeling. This record is a double 10-inch vinyl. I think it was released on Warp. She was probably the first woman ever to release on Warp.
And they haven't really had many since.
I saw it in the record store when I lived in Barcelona. I think that nobody really bought it. So it was in a category of records on sale. I listened to it and I was thinking, why nobody buys this? So yeah, of course I bought it. I thought there was some really good tracks on there. It's only a 4-track record, so one track on each side.
I remember the record cover as pixelated silver with orange bees.
Unfortunately, to this otherwise nice anecdote, I just found out that Myra Calix just died, and she was only 52. Wow, talking about tough energies. I'm a very good friend with Andrea Parker. We've known each other for a really long time. And I know she was really good friends with Myra Calix. So I just wanted also to take this opportunity to play an Andrea Parker track. And I chose one from her album called Kiss My Arp. I love that title. Also from 1998. And this track is the last track on the record called Exclamation Mark. Well, up next, as you can hear, is the Icelandic phenomenon, Berglind Augustadir, and this track is called Husit and Mannstignum. Pardon my Icelandic, probably pronounced completely different, but just enjoy the softness of this track.
Thank you. My house in your house.
My house in your house.
Electronica ambient hour today. This was Square Pusher with the track Rebus from 1997. I'm not gonna ramble on now. I'm just gonna introduce the next track with a little anecdote. Back in 2015, I was sitting in my flat in Berlin making music, and I was chatting a little bit with Andrea on my phone, and you know, she was telling me about she has bees in her garden. She lives in a house in London. And all these stories about the bees and how much she cares about bees. And I don't know, she sent me different funny toys with bees, like a little bee speaker. And like, there was a bee theme going on at a point in our friendship. And after our little chat, I was starting to wonder, can you make music with the sound of bees? Well, you just got to try and see if it's possible. So I sat down and took up the challenge and started making a track with the bee sound. And it became a single that I called Andrea's Bees. And I'm going to play it for you now.
Don't worry. According to Andrea Parker, bees don't sting. Only wasps sting. So just relax, it's just bees.
Thank you.
again. Yes, I'm releasing a new album. It's called Monotone. And this track you just heard was from that album. It's coming out on the 1st of July on Christian Vogel's label called Endless Process. Yeah, I'm excited to have this album out. And I just played at Spore Festival here in Denmark, which is kind of experimental electronic sound art festival. I played some of these new tracks and, you know, I hadn't been playing for so, so long due to the pandemic. So it was just really, really great to be on stage again and to feel energy from people in a crowd. And yeah, I can't wait to play some more. The album has 7 tracks. It's coming out under my non-binary moniker, Thalo.
Thalo.
Thalilo. So before my track Strive, you heard Emerald Rain by Corduroy. And before that, you heard Fly by Carsten Flum, who I actually went to music school with. And now I'd like to play for you a perhaps secret unreleased track from Bjorn Sveen. I found it on a CD that he gave me when we both lived in Barcelona. So at some point in the early zeros. It's just called track number 4. That's all I know because it was number 4 on the CD. But I think it's around the time, maybe after the time that he released a record called Cantobisk, or maybe before. I really enjoy this track. It's so soothing. It's a little adventure trip. Enjoy. Thank you.
Mein Haus ist dein Haus. My house in your house.
Thank you.
Arriving the end of this episode, and after Bjørn Sveen we had Entering the Warp with Bokumbelt from 2001. Then we have here listening to Aphex Twins, Alberto Balsam from 95, and just gonna end this episode with a track called Wood by Chin. Yeah, I think it's a good track to fade out and get ready to step out of this bubble and gently touch the real world again. Anyway, thank you for listening and see you next time.
My house in your house.
My house in your house.
My house is your house, and your house is mine.
We'll be right back.